Washington hosts Davenport North. The Warriors are coming off a 16-win season and return a lot of firepower and host a Wildcat team that won 13 a season ago. That's girls high school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Davenport North to number 13 Washington. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
We welcome you in to a rainy Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Great show coming up for you. Greg Sharp, play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Huskers, will be joining us coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Iowa, Nebraska, go at it on Friday, and we will have a preview of that for you coming up. Also on the program, Kevin Lehman, his weekly edition of Off the Glass. That'll be coming up as well. We'll take a look at the college football playoff rankings, possibilities coming up tonight. That and a whole lot more. It is the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class for a Tuesday here at KGYM as Thanksgiving week continues. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, and we are presented as always by Third Base Brewery. Third Base, they are locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Perfect place to gather when you need some time away from the grind, or perhaps if there are a boat full of relatives coming your way on Thursday. Wednesday, we hear, is a very big day out at Third Base. So stop on by at Third Base Brewery. They've got happy hour as well, Monday through Friday. And Third Base draft beer and domestics are on special during happy hour. Pair your brew with one of the delicious appetizers like bacon cheese fries or pretzel bites with beer cheese. One of the many delicious choices at Third Base Brewery on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And 2 days away from Turkey Day for 2019. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Yeah, and if you're headed to Lincoln, Nebraska, the weather doesn't look particularly promising between now and Friday. They're expecting snow showers today and Thursday, and what they describe as ice terrain on Friday, game day.
Nothing sounds very promising about that at all. Snow, ice, even sleet-ish stuff. We are looking like, unless the path of the storm moves, eastern Iowa is going to be spared from the snow, and that's good news. Not so good news to our friends from the north and to the west. But yeah, if you're making your plans to head over to Lincoln, it could be a little bit of a white-knuckle ride.
Dicey, yeah.
So give yourselves a little bit of extra time, and everybody will make it over there okay. By the way, we have Before the Boom coming up at 11:30 on Friday this week, the Black Friday edition of Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as we'll preview Iowa and Nebraska at that time. We're going to talk Iowa and Nebraska as well with Greg Sharp, who covers the Huskers, the play-by-play voice for Nebraska football, and we will talk with Greg coming up here in just a little bit. And yeah, something today that has not happened in 4 years has happened, Mark, and we anticipated this, and it has indeed come true.
The Iowa wrestling team ranked number one in the nation by the National Wrestling Coaches Association. The Hawkeyes off a convincing victory over Iowa State, and previously number one Penn State going down to Arizona State. The Nittany Lions dropped to third. Nebraska moved up to second after its win over Northern Iowa.
Which wasn't easy either.
No. But Iowa got 13 of 14 first-place votes by the coaches. The other one went to Arizona State, which is number four, and ranked getting its highest ranking since 2008. Iowa State, 11th. Northern Iowa, up a spot to 16th. And we'll get Mark Ironside's reaction to a poll number tomorrow as he sits in a deer stand.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe the weather will deter him. I doubt it. He's a hardy guy.
We'll talk to him nonetheless.
We're going to talk to him. Might be live, might be on the phone live. We'll see. But that'll be coming up tomorrow. So, Yeah, Iowa back on top, at least the polls. Now, as Tom Brands would say, we'll see how it comes out in March. Mm-hmm. And he is right about that. Hurtian Stocker Jeweler text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 at Hurtian and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. And we have the college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. Will not be any change at the top. It's going to be LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, I would imagine, 1, 2, 3. We'll see how it plays out after that. Still got to think it's going to be Georgia in there at 4. You know, Oregon is going to move down. You know that more than likely Oklahoma is going to move up a little bit. Utah will probably move up a little bit as well. I did my sports view on Monday about the college football rankings and how I think it's going to play out at the end of the year. And I still think if Utah wins out, I think Utah is going to get that number 4 unless Georgia beats LSU in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
LSU's got to beat Texas A&M, too, coming up this weekend. But I think they will beat them. But it might be close.
Georgia just coming off a win over A&M, I believe.
But a hard-fought win at home over not a bad Texas A&M team. Texas A&M's losses this year are to Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, on the road, and Florida, I want to say.
Mm.
So all in the top 10 as far as the college football rankings are concerned. And not a bad team. Jimbo Fisher's going to get that thing going. He's going to get that thing going over. Not that it's been that far down in College Station, but still. Yeah, he's going to get A&M to the lofty heights that it has been over the years when it was in the Southwest Conference and even in the Big 12. So. Hard to believe 3 conferences ago they were in the Southwest Conference for Texas A&M. Remember those days like yesterday. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some basketball coming up with you here in just a little bit as well. So, Noah, you like Utah?
Haven't seen a whole lot. I've seen some. But I was prepared for a Utah-Oregon conference championship.
Still going to be, more than likely.
Going to be, but... tarnished a bit by Oregon's loss. Arizona State had quite the weekend.
They did, didn't they?
Beat Oregon in football and beat Penn State in wrestling.
That's a good weekend.
It is a good weekend.
That's a good weekend. Now, a lot of people are thinking, and I'm thinking it as well, that Oregon could bounce back and beat Utah. And that would only make the Pac-12's misery continue as far as the college football playoff is concerned.
They'd be left out.
They would be left out. I don't think Oklahoma is worthy of the top 4.
Not a very good defense.
I told Alex and I were talking about it in the sports office about an hour ago, in between laughing at tweets from hockey players about their former coaches. I know he's going to talk about that on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn later on today. But, oh my gosh, hockey is just on its ear today. But anyway, it's... I said a 2-loss Georgia team, I think, deserves it more than Oklahoma. He wasn't agreeing with me, and that's fine. But I think Georgia's a better football team than Oklahoma. Oklahoma has had so many close calls. Iowa State was a 2-point conversion away from beating Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the only close call that the Sooners had. Now, granted, they came back on the road in Waco to beat Baylor in the second half. That was a good win, certainly. But they were also down 3 touchdowns to Baylor.
A return matchup may not be any bargain either.
No, and it's going to be a return matchup. We know that already. It's going to be Oklahoma and Baylor in the Big 12 championship game coming up a week from Saturday. But people are going to complain. Unless it's, that'd be 2 SEC teams. Don't forget about Alabama either. Alabama's taken this route before where they haven't made the SEC championship game, kind of sat back, gotten everything all together.
But now with a backup quarterback, yeah.
It's still out. It's still, okay, fine. 21 4-5 stars instead of 22 4-5 stars out there.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the quarterback's very... good position, but the backup's pretty darn good as well as Tua. And little Tagovailoa is getting his feet wet, too. He may do a Tua in the if they do get to the playoff game. We'll see. He could pull a Tua.
Yeah.
Remember that a couple years ago when he came in for Hurts. 319-366-1600. That will be tonight. That will be revealed. The third of the college football playoff rankings. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We can kick that around. College basketball going on right now. Michigan State is laying it to Georgia at this point in the Maui Invitational. And last night, Michigan State fell to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
That was a little bit surprising. And tomorrow, Iowa State, bright and early, 10 o'clock in the morning with the pregame on 1600 AM. It'll be Iowa State and Michigan. Very interested in eyeballing that game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM, by the way, as well tomorrow morning with, I believe it's Chris Williams and Eric Heft on the call. That's tough duty, you know, when you have to go to Atlantis and follow basketball like that.
Tough duty for those covering you and I as well.
That's right.
You and I in Cancun facing West Virginia tonight.
Very much so. Best of luck to the Panthers coming up this evening. If you and I wins tonight against West Virginia, we will have their game for you tomorrow night in the championship of that part of the Cancun Challenge. And it's going to be a, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. First to 55 may win that game. I mean, West Virginia can put points on the board, but they also play very good defense. Very, very good defense. Huggy Bear has always put his hat on that as far as it goes. So you and I in action. Iowa not in action until Thursday night as the Hawkeyes will be in Las Vegas to take on top 20 rated Texas Tech.
It's a 7 o'clock tip, I believe.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
That'll be good because you can get your turkey taken care of. You can have your tryptophan-led power nap afterwards and get up and watch that game, right?
That would be one plan.
You don't want to miss Buffalo and Dallas, though. By the way, we've got the NFL games for you on Thanksgiving starting at 11 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM.
On the text line, 5165 poses this question. What if Wisconsin beats Minnesota, then beats Ohio State in the Big Ten championship? Is Ohio State in or out?
In.
Losing in the Big Ten championship.
I don't see Ohio State, with everything they've done this year, going from 1-5 or beyond. No way. Especially if they beat Michigan.
That's an if. Michigan playing very well right now.
I agree with you. And we're going to have our pick six tomorrow. And I'm going to be very interested to see how many people jump on Michigan and the points tomorrow in our little group.
I've ridden Ohio State all year. Last week came back to bite me because Ohio State didn't cover. It did win, of course. But very tough game against Penn State.
And I thought Indiana would keep it close against Michigan, and Michigan just buried them. So I am not giving that a complete W yet.
Ohio State favored by 8.5 at Michigan.
At Michigan. We shall see. How many people are going to hop on the maize and blue tomorrow in the pick six of the panel? 319-366-1600-316. We're going to take a break, come back, talk Nebraska football, Iowa and the Huskers coming up on Black Friday. Greg Sharp will join us, who is the play-by-play voice of Nebraska football. We'll talk with him when we return after this. Gym class on this Tuesday, as we do every day. It is presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The first thing your guests see is the outside of your home, so make sure it's ready to greet them for the holidays. A new front door from Therma-Tru will make a statement and create a stunning entrance. In fact, with a new Therma-True front door from Alexander Lumber, you'll spruce up your curb appeal and give your guests a warm welcome before they even reach the doorbell. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you in the gym class at 319 for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Going to talk Iowa and Nebraska. I said a minute ago before we went to break, Mark, that Michigan State was handling Georgia down in Maui.
And they were.
And they were. And all of a sudden, Edwards has led Georgia back within 11, now 9, and down to 8. About 7 minutes remaining in that one over at the Maui Invitational. As Michigan State, already 2 losses on the year, nothing new for Tom Izzo. They've lost some games in the preseason before and won national championships, so I don't think they're panicking or anything like that, but it's weird to see Tom Crean, by the way, coaching the Georgia Bulldogs. That looks very strange. Greg Sharp set to join us right now, and very honored to have Greg join us. He is the play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Give him a follow on Twitter, at SharpGreg, all one word, S-H-A-R-P-E, Greg. And Iowa, Nebraska coming up on Friday. I'll let you play weatherman for a moment, Greg. This sounds like it could be very iffy Friday.
It's going to be rainy. I think by kickoff, it's probably going to be in the low to mid-40s. And they're saying 90% chance of rain. So it's going to be a sloppy track, I think, for Friday's game.
Not the physical temperature, but the temperature of this Nebraska team among its fans after the victory over Maryland. Of course, everybody knows that with a win, Nebraska becomes bowl eligible.
Yeah, there's something on the line. It should be a highly motivated Nebraska team for Saturday's game. They got a much-needed boost of confidence with the way they played at Maryland last week, and a team that has been close but not able to close out some deals and some games over the last month plus. It was nice to kind of have a bit of a laugher last week, and I think that the guys felt good about the game. They got to play. I think everybody but two guys on the 74-man travel roster got into the game. So there were a lot of smiles in the locker room, a good feeling, and you know they know what's at stake on Friday to try to get themselves into a postseason game for the first time in 3 years. So I would expect Nebraska to be pretty motivated for this one.
And I would expect the fans to be pumped up too at Memorial Stadium.
I would think so. You know, it should be capacity crowd as it is each and every week when Nebraska steps out of the field. And, you know, I think the Huskers have taken it on the chin 4 straight years from the Hawkeyes. So I think, you know, the fans are certainly hoping to get a win, and the team's certainly trying to keep themselves with the pads in the locker for a few more weeks of the bowl game. coming up. So I would expect a really good atmosphere. You know, I would guess if it's a hard rain, that might dampen it some. But I think, you know, the temperatures are in the 40s. We've certainly all seen, been around worse football conditions than that.
Greg, the comments of linebacker Colin Miller are resonating a bit over here in eastern Iowa. Miller's saying that Iowa just doesn't respect Nebraska anymore. Is that because of the four straight losses, or put some context to that?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think if you're Iowa, you beat Nebraska four straight years, you're probably shrugging your shoulders and going, oh, those guys aren't much. I mean, I think in terms of rivalries, Iowa's probably got a couple that are even more intense than Nebraska, mainly Wisconsin and even Iowa State, that have had much better games than what Nebraska has been able to play against the Hawkeyes. And I think it's up to Nebraska to earn some respect. You got to go out and win every now and then to get some respect from people. So I think that's what Colin was going with. That is, why would they respect us to keep pounding us in the dirt the last 4 years? So it's up to Nebraska to try to correct that.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Martinez has been healthy, injured, back and forth. When he's been in the games, things have gone pretty well for the Big Red. What about his season this year when he's been out on the field?
Been up and down. It's, you know, you hear so much about a sophomore type slump. I think maybe he was kind of in that early in the season. Started to play better when he got hurt in the Northwestern game, and then he missed the next two games. And then I think a game at Purdue, he was kind of rusty. He hadn't played in about a month, but got better, played pretty well against Wisconsin, and I thought he had a pretty good game against Maryland this past week. So I think he's kind of regaining some of that form that made him such a spectacular player a year ago. But he was not – he seemed hesitant early in the year, not maybe wanting to run as much as he did as a freshman, which was he's so effective at doing. But he's had some good rushing games the last couple of weeks against the Badgers and the Terrapins. And so I think Nebraska's feeling better about the way he's played coming down the stretch of the season.
Greg, much like last year, Iowa's running game has been very spotty, pretty inconsistent. Yet last year in this game, Iowa rushed for, I believe, about 240 yards against Nebraska. What is Nebraska's defense like this year?
It's been good at times and erratic at other times. They've had trouble in certain games getting off the field. I go back to the Indiana game. They just couldn't get the third down conversion rate defensively was really bad. They've not forced a lot of turnovers. Now, they did against Maryland, but that's, again, Maryland and a football team that's in a pretty bad state right now. So they've not had a big turnover type of year. So if you're not getting turnovers and you're having a hard time getting off the field on third down, that's a bad combination. So it's a little bit like Adrian Martinez's play. It's been a little bit hit and miss. At times, not bad. At other times, it's not good enough. And even Scott Frost kind of threw a challenge out to the defensive players and staff after the Wisconsin game, saying we've got to start holding people under 30 points in games if we expect to win a lot of these. And he had some numbers going back to his days as offensive coordinator at Oregon when those defenses kept teams under 30 points. They were like 74-2 in his time out of Eugene. And I think that's the formula that he has in mind for Lincoln. And the defense hasn't upheld their end of the bargain enough in his first 2 years here in Lincoln.
Greg Sharp joining us, play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers here at 3:26 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Frost got the contract extension a few weeks back, and takes him well into the 2020s now, into the mid, I think, 2026 or something like that. And obviously, this is Nebraska's guy. Doing that, obviously, to get recruits and let them know that he's going to be in Lincoln for some time to come. And, you know, the honeymoon is not over or anything like that. Progress, how much is being made from the point that Scott got back on campus to this Tuesday, November 26th?
Well, I think it's been slow, maybe slower than he thought it was going to be at this point in time. But I think what Nebraska was thinking when they handed that out a couple of weeks ago, you were looking around college football, and in back-to-back weeks you saw Arkansas and Florida State blow out their coaches in year two of their deals. And then Nebraska said, you know what, we believe we have the right guy running the program, and we're going to put our money where our mouth is and say this is the guy we're going to roll with a little bit. And so this was a huge commitment made by university officials toward this. Nebraska's a really, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, a really young team. They start one senior, and it's a wide receiver, and Mike Williams is the only senior they have. So it's a very, very young offensive squad. Defensively, there are a couple more seniors that are going to be out there that they'll have to replace after this year. But I think, you know, one of the things that really hurt Scott Frost and a lot of these second-year coaches, guys, is that was the first year of the early signing period for college football. So Scott Frost gets the job on, like, December the 6th or 7th, and there was a signing day coming up in 2 weeks. Nebraska really had to scratch and put that class together very quickly, and that class has not worked out real well. And then you go back to the Mike Riley tenure, which only lasted 3 years. When you turn coaches like that, you're going to have some misses in your recruiting classes. And I think Nebraska's suffering from that a little bit. And they realize, in order to try to get this thing back where you want it to be, you've got to get some stability in your program, much like Iowa has with Kirk Ferentz in year 20 and some of the other programs in the Big Ten Conference. So I think it was a great move by the university to say that this is our guy, we're going to roll with him, and contrast it to what was taking place at the time at Florida State and Arkansas.
Greg, Iowa's really hung its hat on defense, 12 points allowed per game. What have you and or Scott Frost observed of the Iowa defense?
Just sound as always. Keep everything in front of you. Make teams put together a lot of plays to move it down the field and get there. This will be a real battle on Friday between a defense that doesn't give up big plays to an offense that gets big plays. 2 weeks ago against Wisconsin, the Badgers all season had only given up 25 plays of 20 yards or more. Nebraska had 12 in that game against the Badgers. So Nebraska lives on big plays on the offense. So which side will prevail in that? That's going to be a big thing. Can the Huskers generate some big chunks of yards? And Iowa trying to prevent that and make Nebraska kind of try to matriculate the ball down the field, as the old NFL films would say. So that'll be the real battle going on, the great chess match between Coach Parker on the defensive side for Iowa and Scott Frost.
Greg, a lot of folks thought that maybe this Friday would be for the Big Ten West Championship. That's not the case. Instead, it's Wisconsin-Minnesota. You have seen both, one on the road, one at home. What are your thoughts about that game?
Wow, I was looking at you talking about the weather for here on Friday. It looks like it's miserable in the Twin Cities. It's bad because I really want to see that game. I'm really impressed with the job that PJ Fleck has done there, and I know a lot of us snicker in the back room about him and how kind of goofy and odd he is, but he gets those guys in that locker room to believe. I think that they have more weapons than the Badgers do offensively. That set of wide receivers is really good. They have a couple of backs, maybe not. They don't have one as good as Jonathan Taylor. And defensively, they're very sound. I think it's going to be a tremendous game. It's a game worthy of crowning a champion in the Big Ten West. Can't wait to watch it. You have to tip your cap to the job that Fleck has done in Minneapolis. And, again, that's a pretty young football team. You go through some of their charts, they got an awful lot of that team coming back next year. They're going to be a force in the West for as long as P.J. Fleck is still their coach.
Greg, before we let you go, what does Nebraska, in your mind anyway, have to do to get that win and to get bowl eligible on Friday?
Yeah, they're going to have to get some big plays on the offensive side. They're not going to be able to string together 10, 12 plays in the Hawkeyes very much. The Hawkeyes are just too sound defensively. They can't turn the ball over much. That's been an issue at times for Nebraska this year. And then defensively, you guys brought it up earlier. You've got to be able to stop the run to a certain degree. You're not going to completely shut it down, but you've got to try to make Iowa a little bit more one-dimensional and play behind the sticks a little bit. Get some big stops on first down and make it second and third and long for Iowa. So it's kind of the same formula year after year when you play an Iowa or Kirk Ferentz team. It seems simple, but they make it so difficult for you to get anything done. But I think it should be a heck of a football game. I know Nebraska is going to be motivated and kind of land it on the line because they have to win to continue their season in December.
Greg, quick question from one of our listeners wondering if Kurt Warner's son is healthy to play against Iowa.
He's been playing the last few weeks. He had a catch against Maryland. He's done a really good job. He had a hamstring injury that cost him the first four or five games of the season, but he is he has been healthy, and he's been a starter for Nebraska at that wide receiver spot.
Good.
Great. It'd be nice to see him. And hopefully the rain will hold off and everything like that, and it'll be good weather for the ball game. Greg, appreciate it. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
All right, Greg Sharp, play-by-play voice for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joining us here on the Gym Class for this Tuesday at 3:32.
Didn't want to put Greg through the paces of talking about Fred Hoiberg's basketball team.
Well, he doesn't cover the basketball.
He's very well aware of them. Though.
He's aware. He's not the voice of the basketball team, though. He does the baseball and football at Nebraska. So, yeah. Things will get better for Fred in Nebraska. They got to get better for Fred in Nebraska. Michigan State, 87-78 right now over the Georgia Bulldogs, and that at Maui in a consolation game with just a little bit over a minute remaining. Looks like Michigan State is going to hold on. Georgia went into a zone and made Michigan State shoot it, and that's the one Achilles heel for the Spartans. If they can get you in a half-court game, they're going to beat you more often than not. But and Anthony Edwards has gone off in the second half for Georgia. He's got 28 in the second half. Number two prospect in the land, the freshman coming into Tom Crean's program and the Georgia Bulldogs.
That's a pretty good half.
He's not going to be there next year. This is his only Maui Invitational appearance. 3:33. We're going to talk some college hoops when we come back. Kevin Lehman joins us usually on Thursdays, but that's Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk off the glass with Kevin when we return after this on KGYM.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
They deserve a gift of jewelry this holiday season, and you deserve to save. So find something beautiful at Siegel's. Save 30 to 70% over retail store prices and choose from a huge selection of new and estate jewelry. Siegel's staff doesn't work on commission. Their only purpose is to help you select the perfect Christmas gift. So find just the thing and save at Siegel's in Cedar Rapids, First Avenue, one block south of Town & Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
In search of a battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures? We've got you covered at America's number one battery destination. At AutoZone, we have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind this winter. They're tested in extreme conditions, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need them most. Stop in today or visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you find the start you're looking for.
Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
This is the busiest time of the year in the city, but the holidays wait for no one. So I'm glad I have USPS to get presents to my nephews in time. Traffic jams are not.
You don't see many people when you live way out here. But even on snowy days, I can rely on my carrier Donna to show up.
Wherever you call home, the United States Postal Service goes the extra mile to bring your holidays home. Learn more at usps.com/season. And with informed delivery notifications, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives. United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM here at 3:37, and we're going to talk some college basketball. Usually do it on Thursdays, but that is Thanksgiving Day, so we're going to move it ahead to Tuesday. It is our edition, weekly edition of Off the Glass, and that, of course, with Kevin Lehman, brought to you by Chris Lehman. And, of course, Chris, Caldwell Banker, real estate professional with over 20 years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris. If you're in the right market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas, you can see him online at shootershomes.com. And this is the always entertaining portion of the program where we ask Kevin what the weather is like where he is at.
Well, guys, I did see a rain cloud today, but it quickly dissipated and moved off into the horizon.
Ah, 87?
Well, we had a high of 88 today and a low of 84.
Ah.
So I understand that you've got some freezing rain in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area.
Oh, I think it's just rain right now, thankfully. So I think we're going to be okay with the snow and whatnot. So I don't know when you're coming back, but.
Well, I always enjoy it if there's a snowstorm, affecting a significant snowstorm if I'm in the Virgin Islands and I'm not in Iowa.
Yeah, just have Chris save you a drumstick, right, or something like that for when you're back.
Yeah.
Hey,
he won't do that.
No, Anthony Edwards is putting on a clinic right now, but George is going to come up a little bit short, it looks like, in Maui. This kid's got, I think he's up to 30 now in the second half.
Oh, this is the freshman, right, the one that Tom Crean signed?
Yep, number two in the country.
Wow. I'm getting ready for a loaded women's field down there. We have four of the top eight teams in the nation going to start on Thanksgiving. Oregon's number one, bringing back the player of the year. Baylor's number two. South Carolina's ranked fifth, and Louisville eighth, and Indiana comes in at number 18. They're all down, and that's five of the field of eight that are here.
Nice. Very good. Well, let's start with the news from around here. Wasn't good news yesterday. Jack Nungy out for the year for Iowa, torn ACL in his right knee, buckled in the game late in the first half against Cal Poly, and you could tell you were hoping for good things, but just kind of the way it happened, it wasn't going to be good, and it wasn't good. And he had two kind of subpar games to start his sophomore campaign, but last two were promising. I'll say that for Jack Nungy, and now he's got a long road ahead of him.
Well, you feel so bad for him, Scott and Mark, because he took that year off, took a redshirt year, and worked so hard to gain strength and make himself more of a four and five man. It's so when any kid gets injured, especially in the college level, it's just a sad day. Hopefully, with today's medical procedures, he can get that fully rehabbed and come back.
What does it mean going forward? Obviously, it's a depth problem. Can Iowa survive with guys like Kreener and Pemsel?
Well, Jack could really stretch defenses. And, Cordell is maybe a 15-foot and in guy, maybe a couple feet beyond that. Kreener's knocked in some threes, but I really don't think that's his game. So it's going to change their lineup a little bit in that area, Mark. But those guys, what Fran has always had a lot of depth. Someone always seems to get injured. And we've also got the Bohannon issue. So the front line, he gives them some offensive punch that they're going to miss. But we've all talked about what Ryan Kreener brings to the table. He's got some real toughness to him. Battler, rebounder, so it's next man in, so he's going to get some more minutes, and that might be a good thing for Ryan to get in there. And we've seen him do it in spurts, and now he's going to be able to play for extended minutes.
We were talking about 2 weeks ago, Iowa playing 11, and is that too many? And now they're down to eight. Probably the ninth guy is going to be Riley Till, who's going to get some minutes now. Got some minutes in the second half against Cal Poly, and he's going to be in there, I would think, 8 to 10 minutes a game. But now, suddenly, what was a strength for Iowa is kind of not a strength.
Well, Scott, we always talk about Fran's got too many guys, too many rotation, but somebody gets hurt every year. And I, the tournament down here, Grand Canyon, Dan Marley's team, he only had 8 scholarship players. He's waiting for a couple transfer waivers to be eligible. He played this tournament with 8 guys. That's all they had. So if somebody gets injured and you're that thin, that's some real problems. But, you know, for Iowa, they've got and they may have to change their style of play a little bit and use, you know, more of Pari Eveland in the backcourt, play smaller. And, you know, Wieskamp, he can play that 4, man. It'd be a tough guard to play him down there in the forward spot.
You and I playing in Cancun opens against West Virginia. What's in store for the Panthers tonight, Kevin?
Mark, I think it's going to be a real test for them because, you know, they're 6-0. They've had not the greatest competition. Usually they play on the road early, but they've been at home, so it's their first time away from home. But this is what the Valley lives for, a chance to get in those MTE, multiple team events, and play the Power 5 and major conferences. So on the other side of, they've got Wichita State, their old Valley rival, and South Carolina. Well, I think what you find out, and I talk to all the coaches down here, the men's teams, you know, they're all trying to find out about their team right now. They're trying to find out roles. You know, Steve Alford, we had a great discussion about he's a new coach, new program, or with new guys. He only had 3 returning guys, and only 2 of them actually played. So everybody's going through that this time of year. Defining roles, find your strengths, what you need to get better at. And they like the fact that you're going to see defenses and offense you're going to guard that you don't see normally. And you've also got a quick turnaround. You have to do a short prep, just like you do in your conference tournament. Every coach mentions those things when they do these holiday tournaments. And the other thing they all talk about is it's a bonding experience, especially when you come to these destination tournaments like I'm at, not so much maybe Vegas because you're in and out, but your team's together, they're traveling, they're in the hotels together, and it is always a way for those guys to get to know each other and bond more away from home.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Lehman joining us off the glass segment here for this Tuesday. I know it's not Thursday, it's Tuesday, but we're talking hoops with Kevin here on KGYM. Yeah, UNI's got 2 games that are going to help their resumes. Iowa State, they are at the Battle for Atlantis, and they are going to take on Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines tomorrow. So many sidebars. This is first biggie for Juwan as a coach. Iowa State, how are they going to react? A lot of these guys with their first big-time, I guess, non-Hilton experience other than Corvallis, and that didn't go real well. You got Xavier Simpson, who almost was a Cyclone. We'll be going against Iowa State. There's just a lot of things to look at, and it's a bright and early game tomorrow morning.
Well, you know what else, Scott? They're going to have 3 great games there because the other side of that bracket they're in is Alabama or North Carolina, and then the other one, Oregon and Seton Hall matchup, that's going to be a great one. You know, I called that Seton Hall game at St. Louis and was really impressed. And you've got Gonzaga in there along with Southern Miss. So Steve Plum's going to find out a lot about this team. I'm concerned with Iowa State, though. They have not shot the ball well at all. 27% from the 3-point line. And, you know, a guard-oriented team, they're going to have to make more shots than this and defend better. Or it's going to be a tough year for the Cyclones. I just when you look at that stat line, that's the one that jumped out at me. They're making 7 threes a game and at a 27% clip. And these are against teams that aren't very strong other than that trip to Oregon State.
Who has impressed you that you saw down at the tournament?
Valpo.
Valpo.
Well, I tell you, Javon Freeman Liberty, whose cousin is Marcus Liberty, was outstanding in this tournament. The Valpo guard who put his name in the transfer portal last year and then came back to Valpo. But yeah, he was may have been the best player down here. Cincinnati, which I was going to see here in a couple weeks at the United Center. They are under a new coach, kind of struggling to find their footing right now. Jerron Cumberland, player of the year in the American last year, preseason player of the year, hurt an ankle. He actually was suspended the game before he came down here. We couldn't get much info out of the coach on why, and then he got hurt, and they lost a 10-point lead to Bowling Green. and lost that game, and they almost lost it again in the game for, I think it was, they were playing for fourth place. But Iowa's going to see them. That's going to be a good matchup because it's a physical team. They got a 7-footer Vogt up front. Cumberland, his cousin, Jaron Cumberland, Javon Cumberland, transferred from Oakland. He had made 36 games where he made a three, but it broke down here because he got hurt in the game and came back and hit six threes on a bad knee. So when Iowa faces them, they're going to have to find Javon Cumberland because he can really shoot it in. And they've got some young point guards on that Cincinnati team.
Is it still a
I got a scouting report from Fran and his guys when they get ready to play the Bearcats.
I was just going to ask you, is it still a Cincinnati team, though, with the same mentality that Iowa faced a year ago in the NCAA tournament? Just physical, right up against you, just hard-nosed Cincinnati team.
Well, Mick Cronin took that with him to UCLA when he left. They're trying to play faster, so Iowa may like that when they play, and you might want to take the over because they're trying to get down the court now. And they got a 7-footer, Chris Vogt, who's pretty effective. They can play through him because he can pass it. They're not as physical as I've seen him in the past, as I had him in Cayman 2 years ago, the tournament that I was in. They never got matched up. They're not that physical, and I don't know how you could, because Mick Cronin's team's just, they crawled in your shorts and guarded you. They played some zone down there and saw some different looks. And it's right now, that's a team that's kind of struggling to find themselves under that new coaching staff.
Kevin, for argument's sake, Ohio State is going to win the Big Ten. You're buying or selling?
You know, that's a great question, Mark. They've gotten a lot of people really like this Ohio State, and they like DJ Carton. I tell you what, I think I'd buy in on that right now because of the injuries at Michigan State. They got as good a chance, I think, as Spartans to do that. So, yeah, I'd be buying. I'd buy that one.
You'd buy that one.
But well, I wouldn't buy the whole farm. I wouldn't sell the whole farm.
you don't
couple parcels.
You don't throw alley oops to your point guard very often, but Ohio State's doing that this year.
Boy, they keep talking about Carton, how well he's playing, and you know, we've seen a little bit of him in high school, and he's really played well. And they're even talking about, I listened to Dan Dawkins, and his son is on that staff, so Dawkins always brings up DJ Carton on his podcast, and they think he's a one-and-done, Scott. They think he might go out after this year.
Well, he is sixth man right now. They're bringing him off the bench, had 11 points in that win, a tough win against Kent State last night. Kent State's a good team in the MAC. They came in undefeated last night, but we'll see. I don't know. One and done, that's a lot to ask, but stranger things have happened. I would be shocked if he stays all 4 years, though, in Columbus.
Yeah, so would I, but I think I'm with you. I probably need a little more seasoning. And, you know, talk about the MAC. That's a good league. This Bowling Green was down here. That's a tough bunch. And Toledo, as you mentioned, is good. Mac's got some good teams this year. You know, Buffalo had ruled that league, and then Nate Oates took the job at Alabama. So they're now coached by former Iowan. I can't think of his name right now, but he coached at Loyola. He's out of Iowa Falls. He's coaching the Buffalo team.
Mm-hmm. Right now, the Big Ten has not gotten off to the greatest start as far as non-conference in some big games. Wisconsin's already got two losses. Michigan State took it in the chin from Virginia Tech and was challenged by Georgia today. Purdue has lost two. If you can figure out Northwestern, good luck to you. They lose to Merrimack, but then come back to get a couple of nice wins, but lose another one. And Minnesota's 3-3.
Yeah, you know, Purdue lost that game against Marquette in that Gavitt game, but I'm with you. It's kind of we thought it was going to be Michigan State. You know, Purdue might be up there, Ohio State. But it's a different complexion right now. And unfortunately, you know, Iowa's got those health problems, or they might have been able to get themselves a little higher in that Big Ten. I'm kind of with you guys. I don't know if it's going to be a great year for the Big Ten. The league that's really coming on a little bit is the SEC's got some pretty good teams in it.
Do they have Kevin, do they have Turkey and the Virgin Islands?
Oh, yes. Well, they have chickens run across the road. So, like chicken dinner, you just hit the gas pedal and you might have one. There are chickens in the parking lot and across the street. And we had to stop the other day for a herd of goats. as they went across the street, because evidently they're kind of like the sacred animal here. You don't run over a goat.
Goats have.
It's been interesting. The people down here are really nice. They treat you well. And you know, you're driving outside the road, as we talked about the other day, and they'll stop and let you get through an intersection. It's not like driving in California at all. My play-by-play partner is a UCLA grad, and he was happy to see Steve Alford again, and that Steve won the championship down there with Nevada. But it's not like driving in L.A. or even in Iowa. People are just really nice out in the roads, and they stop and let you get in, because if you're going down the wrong side of the road, they kind of honk at you and let you know, hey, dude, you're going the wrong way. We did see a guy going about 15 miles an hour backwards on the correct side of the road, but he was going backwards.
Backwards the correct way or backwards towards you?
Well, he was the correct way. He just had his car turned around. We have no idea what was going on. We're trying to get a video of it, but he was hauling pretty well right in the line of traffic.
Evidently, Kevin, you haven't been on 380 for a while. You're talking about nice Iowa drivers.
No, I have not, but I will be back soon, guys. It's interesting to get out of the state and see a different culture. And I tried to send that picture to you guys. That there's a little bar that sits on a hill. You have to walk on rocks to get to it, a place I'm sure you would love, Mark. I couldn't get the picture to go through. I'll try to send it when we get done. It's kind of neat. You got to walk actually through some water and across rocks to get to this place. And I got there today just to check it out. There's a pool up there, too. So I got a pool in the upper deck.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Kevin. And we'll talk on our regular Thursday next week. And looking forward to that.
What, guys, we'll know after this Thanksgiving break, we're going to know a lot more about these teams from Iowa. The Hawkeyes, the Cyclones, the Panthers, and Drake, because they're all in these tournaments and they're playing teams that they don't usually see. It'll be interesting to see how they fare during this holiday tournament time.
Yep.
Send me that picture, Kevin. Send us that picture.
I tried to send it right when you guys called me. I had pushed the send button and then the phone came in, so I'll get it to you, buddy.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Safe travels.
All right, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Kevin Lehman joining us, the coach from the Virgin Islands.
Tough duty.
Tough duty, but somebody's got to do it. And Off the Glass, brought to you by Chris Lehman of Coldwell Banker Realty. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Hey there, it's Paul. Sprint's week-long Black Friday deals are so big, I need help spreading the word.
That's where I come in! Snowman Paul here!
Hurry in and switch to save your family money on the Samsung Galaxy S10 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease.
Yep, $0 a month for the Galaxy S10!
Plus, Sprint is offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. You know what that means.
It means that you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself?
That's right. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back. Thanks for your help, Snowman Paul.
No problem. I'm a snowman. I was literally built for this.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10, $0 per month after $37.50 per month. Credit applied within two bills with approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
The high school basketball season is back this Tuesday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me Tuesday at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Class 5A number 13 rated Washington hosts Davenport North. The Warriors are coming off a 16-win season and return a lot of firepower and host a Wildcat team that won 13 a season ago. That's girls high school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Davenport North and number 13 Washington. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
'Tis holiday halftime, and what does that mean? Sport Clips Haircuts is giving away lots of green. We're awarding $500 a day to spend. Check in online to enter, and you just might win. We're gifting the money every day of the week, but your chance to win ends December 15th. So check in to Sport Clips. It's easy to do for a haircut, beard trim, and maybe cash, too.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C., age 13 or older. Completed service required for check-in entry. See rules at sportclips.com/holiday, including how to enter without check-in or purchase.
Back with you on the Gym Class to wrap things up. Todd Problem Camp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next on KGYM. We've got our picture, right?
We do. Kevin just sent us the picture of the bar that he talked about.
So it is a swim-up bar.
Very much so.
Because it's a pretty good body of water you got to get across
very
there.
Very much so.
You need a drink after you do that swim.
He's going to have a land shark on us.
Very good.
All right.
Very good. All right. As you just heard, it is the first big night of high school basketball, girls basketball tonight around the state of Iowa. We've got a pair of games coming your way tonight to kick off the season, or tip off the season, I should say. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM tonight at around 7:30. Myself, Steve Dozer, will be over at Washington, the 13th rated Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors, who beat Pleasant Valley quite handily in their opener. We'll take on a very highly thought of Davenport North team tonight. They've had some good games and good teams over the last several years, and we'll have that one for you tonight. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson will be down in Tiffin tonight. It'll be Clear Creek Amana hosting Solon, Womack Conference Girls opener tonight on 106.3 FM, and that will get underway at about 7 o'clock, or I beg your pardon, 7:30. Coming up tonight.
Go ahead and tune in and join us tomorrow, Mark Ironside, to talk wrestling, the newly minted Iowa wrestling team, number one ranked Iowa wrestling team, and bigger than usual edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
Looking forward to that coming up tomorrow.
And, of course, Bowling Night in America preview.
Yeah, cannot forget about that. Yeah, oh, yeah, we bowl on the night before Thanksgiving. You're darn right we do.
It's a big night.
It is a big night. We'll see. Although one of our colleagues will not be there tomorrow, he informs me. He's on his way to out of town to a family gathering. Not our team. Not our team. By the way, we'll just say nothing better than the pre-Thanksgiving edition of Bowling Night in America with the Nails and the Pin Pals going at it.
It doesn't get any better.
Doesn't get any better.
It's rivalry weekend.
Yes, it is. All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.